Happy Sunday afternoon, everyone. It's Maria from New Jersey and Sheila from Canada. We're back to talk about the valley and a touch of summer house.
Hey everybody, welcome back. It's nice to be back here again. And we talked about this a little bit last week, is that the valley is becoming a quick favorite for a lot of people. And there's something unique about it. It's nice to see, I won't lie, it's nice to see Jax and Kristen back on our television screens, Brittany as well. But there were some strong reactions, and a show is doing good when people start to react strongly to it and start to get into fights online about it. And one of the things that I saw last week was the comment that Michelle made about Kristen, and that, well, basically her words were, "We don't need Kristen having any more children because we don't need any more of her around." And so it kind of had the internet going crazy again, because, well, one, I think it's something to kind of redirect everybody's attention from Scandoval, but two, people are feeling strongly about that comment, and I think, again, however you feel about somebody, kids are kind of off limits, especially even future kids. What's your take on that?
Well, I do think Kristen would be a great mother, regardless of what happens on these shows. She's known to be a very motherly type person. I've probably mentioned this before. Stassi talked about that in her book, that no matter how many fights they had, wherever their friendship ended up, she said Kristen was always the mother of the group and she took care of everyone. So I do think that it really is kind of a, what is it, a low blow? So Michelle was saying that she doesn't want her to procreate, right? Because then there would be more Kristens. And yeah, that was really mean, especially because Kristen already lost a child, right? Didn't she have a miscarriage?
Did she? I wasn't aware of that. Okay.
I thought she had a miscarriage. I'm almost positive.
Oh, I think you might be right. I'm
Yeah,
vaguely remembering this
I'm almost
now.
positive. It was a couple months ago. I was listening to her podcast a lot more. I'm very behind on it right now, but yeah, they were all excited, and then she had to say that it's,
That's so hard on people. And the thing that people don't realize, I think, well, keeping in mind that this was filmed a long time ago, but keeping in mind that everybody's reproductive journey is so different, and it is such a sensitive topic for so many people, that any comment in any way, shape, or form about anything is kind of off limits, in my opinion, because everybody does things differently. You look at how Lala had her party this week, on the episode, choosing her baby daddy from a sperm bank. Everybody's different, right? And we don't have a right to kind of comment on that. All we can do is what we would do for ourselves and look at ourselves and our journeys. But I do think those things are kind of off limits. What do you think about that?
Yeah, no, I think it definitely is off limits. I think maybe Michelle was just being defensive because she felt
Maybe.
Kristen made her look really bad, and she knew this was going to be aired on national TV. I mean, look how everyone was acting the past couple of weeks over that Republican talk,
Right.
that whole combo. I think she felt like Kristen has been on TV for so long, she knows how to create drama, and maybe Michelle took it personally.
Could have been.
And she probably shouldn't have. But also, I think Michelle was going through so much in her life that she was probably very on edge. Everything with Jesse, and so yeah, I mean, I'm not holding a grudge against her for saying what she said. Like, okay, it was wrong. But I think if everyone looks at the big picture, she probably regrets that she said that. I'm sure she does. I heard that she gave a public apology, but people are saying that she's only saying she's sorry because everyone was coming at her. I actually didn't read the public apology, so I don't know. I just saw it in a comment. But yeah, I don't really have much else to say on that. I mean, I think it was messed up, but I'm sure she's sorry. And
You're right. And I think, I always feel like it's so easy for us to kind of watch and see what people say and critique and analyze it. And if we think about our own lives and the dumb things that we've said in our lives, Imagine if that was on camera to be played back to you months later, how tough that would be. And Andy Cohen always says that the hardest thing about being a Bravo celebrity, if you will, is that it's the aftermath of everything and the hate that you get online when you say things, right? And editing is key and all of that. We don't know the context of different things, doesn't make it right, like we were talking about, but we all have off the cuff, not so great moments. They just happen to capture them on reality television.
You know, it's weird that what you just said about Andy, because just the other day I had a subconscious thought when I was, just on Instagram. Is it worth it anymore for the Bravo Labs to even have this be their job with because of what has happened with the internet? It has spiraled out of control.
That's a good
I
point.
mean, and I'm not even on TikTok. I've been told TikTok is worse than Instagram.
Really, really.
I can't even imagine it being worse, but yeah, so it's like, is it really worth it? I mean, it must be because they're doing it, but I don't
No, I
know.
agree with you. I agree with you. And I think, you and I actually talked a little bit about this last year. It was just kind of how out of hand everything was getting, right? And you're right. And I see so many people post like, okay, well, they decided to sign up for this. They put their lives out there. This is an expectation, but no. And this was something I included in the article that I wrote was you don't know everything that's going to happen when you sign on that dotted line. There's an idea, yes, that you can put yourself at risk and you're putting yourself out there, but the level of brutality that some of these social media channels have reached is something that I don't think many of us could have predicted. And it's the Bravo accounts, not to attack anyone personally or anything, because they're also trying to, provide content and things. But, some of the posts that they do are just brutal and unrelenting. And you're like, okay, well, that's fine. Yes, you're getting likes and clicks. But at the end of the day, these are still people. These are still real people who sign into. I remember listening to Lala's podcast, and she was saying, she doesn't really go on Instagram that often anymore because she'll get sucked into kind of seeing these different posts about her. And I mean, they're still real people at the end of the day, regardless of how you or I feel about them or anyone else. We still have to realize that on a very human level, that hurts to be spoken about that way.
No, I know. I mean, the comment section on people's pages is, unreal. And what makes me upset, okay, it's one thing if Bravo accounts are going to post whatever they want to post. Like you said, they're trying to create content, even if we don't agree with their view. But why would you go to the person's page and also put hate on their page?
Right,
What
right.
kind of, what, like, that is what, like, I'm not a fan of Ariana. Now, granted, she's had me blocked. She has everyone blocked. And this is for a year now. I hadn't even posted anything negative about her, really. But I
Right.
must have done something to be blocked. But I if I wasn't blocked, I wouldn't go to her page and write on her posts anything about her. I would never.
Right.
The same thing with Katie. I'm not a Katie fan. I don't even look, hardly ever look at Katie's page. I think I follow her, but I would never. And even when I make my posts on my page, unless it's a promo, like a preview or a promo for a show, I don't even tag them. Like, I would never want to tag. And this is why I don't allow the tags on my page either. Because even if somebody writes something good, if the person goes to your page, they're also going to see the bad comments.
That's right.
I don't know. It just, everything has gotten so out of hand.
Well, it
It's
has. It has.
Almost makes me think social media should be banned. Then this, this little side thing that I have going would be, obviously over. But
No,
no, but
but
I
you're
mean,
right. You're right in some ways. Yeah.
for the mental health sake of everyone, I mean, is it worth it? And like, I've noticed it's those horrible comments and horrible, I feel like you get more attention for negative things posted than
100%.
positive. And it's
100%.
because it's entertainment. And maybe it's like, oh, is that the way, I would never do that. I mean, when we first, you and I first started talking and we first started our pages, I mean, I was under 1,000 and I was fine with losing followers, posting in defense of Raquel and Tom. I was fine with it.
Yeah, no, I totally agree with you. And I think the thing that struck me the most about, so I think, just in what you were saying too, in referencing some of, I could be wrong on this, but some of what we saw this week when Raquel had posted or Rachel had posted, some of these video clips that she was sort of responding to some of the things that had been shown on the show. People were writing terrible, vile things on her page. And what is scary is that I went down the rabbit hole of looking at some of these pages and what who they were as people. I was just curious. I was like, you're coming to another woman's page, given, feminism and anti-misogynist has been such a key phrase in all of this Ariana movement. And you're saying horrible things to another woman. And I'm just like, first of all, many of these people were professionals in positions where they work with vulnerable people. One of them was a psychiatric nurse, which blew my mind. And then I also looked at another key page, and I won't name the name because I don't want to start a war over this, but a special education teacher. And I'm thinking in my head, as someone who also worked in special education with vulnerable people myself for a decade, I can't even imagine, I don't know. I probably shouldn't go there, but I'm just saying.
It's because they're I'm not making money from my account, but these other accounts, maybe not on Instagram, but on TikTok, they're making money, and they're
Okay.
making money off of that, what they're posting.
That content. Okay.
And right, and and it's pretty sickening when you think about, and a lot of these people are mothers too.
Right. And a lot of these
And
people adhere to an ethical board of standards. Like I think of the ethical board that I'm part of, and if I was conducting myself that way, no, that's not okay. That's not okay as a professional in certain fields. So it's very, very concerning in some ways.
no, and it's not even like they're just giving their opinion. They're literally trying to spew out more hate. Like it, and it is, and with lies, and it is enraging.
It is
Enraging.
enraging. It is enraging. On a lighter note, on a different note, so getting back to kind of the valley and what we were talking about before, and social media, there was also a lot of talk this week about Jax and Britney unfollowing each other. So that was something that's a little lighter, but a little more people were taking notice of that as well and talking. Now, I heard. And this is while they were in Canada, while they were in Montreal, that he had had a steamy love affair with his publicist while he was there. There was a picture that aired while he was in Montreal. And yeah, it didn't look great, but this is the rumor right now that that has happened. And again, we're not necessarily perpetuating sort of rumors. We're just talking about what was seen out there. I don't know if it's true or not. But there was a lot of posts about Jax and Britney unfollowing each other.
I didn't understand. I'm like, why is Britney? So what I had seen was a headline saying that Britney unfollowed Jax and his publicist, which wasn't she also her publicist at one point?
I think so, yeah.
So I was confused. I don't follow Jax and Britney as much as other people. They're just not so much on my radar of what I cover. But then I asked another Bravo account and she explained it to me. And that's the only reason I know about it. And I was like, oh dear. But it makes sense. I'm not shocked. Like,
Right.
I'm not shocked at all. I mean, it just makes me wonder. But then also, I saw in the comment section somebody saying, oh, they just want to have another Scandoval type thing, that they're willing to do anything to get the attention that Vanderpump got. And I read that and I was like, I don't know. Would Jax go to that level? But maybe he would.
Maybe.
Because I believe he went on his rant that he went on, in his bar when he was saying about Vanderpump being scripted, because he had found out something, either something that Sheena said, but also something about what happened on their show, and I think he was angry about it, and that's why he went on his rant. So it's not, I guess it's not totally far-fetched that, like, are they trying to get ratings? But then it's like, no, would they go this far? I don't think so. I don't know.
No, it's you're right. It's a scary thing to think about that people would go that far. I don't know. When I saw the photo of like he had posted a bunch of pics when he was in Montreal a couple months ago, and when I saw the picture itself, I mean, I wouldn't be comfortable with my husband cozying up to anyone like that.
Wait, that picture that's floating around was months ago? I thought that was this weekend.
No, that was when they went to Montreal, I think like 2 months ago.
So then why is everything coming out now? Do we know?
I'm not too sure, but I know that like Tom was in Montreal as well. So I don't know if they all went back there to like wherever they were before. Montreal is a cool city, but I don't know. I don't know what
Yeah.
the thing is with Montreal. I know
Right.
Jax was in Toronto for a while, and I guess he was, well, when he was on BT, he was promoting the Valley. So I don't know if he's just promoting the Valley and that's what they're doing. And then they're kind of like, you know,
Right.
hitting
And that was, you just
venues.
told me this. That was this week or last week that you said that. That
It
he
was
was
on
on your,
Monday.
so
Monday.
he was on your news channel. Yeah, that's cool. Yeah.
Yeah, it was really cool. It was funny because, you know, our Canadian broadcasters who are good, really, really good, but they were asking him some tough questions, which is really
They
funny.
were.
They were, yeah. And he was saying, they were saying like things like Tom Schwartz or Tom Sandoval. And then he was saying that like Schwartz, he's his best friend, but Tom and him have come really, really far. And they were hitting on some good things. It was interesting.
Yeah, I did pick up on that Schwartz and Jax are very close. I picked up on that. Yeah.
So, I mean, I don't know if it's true. I don't know if it isn't. I feel like Brittany is somebody with really good morals that wouldn't do that, but who knows? I mean,
Right.
Marmara's beer cheese or, you know, whatever it's called may not be paying the bills anymore. I don't know. I don't know. You
Yeah.
know, maybe it's time to shake it up.
Speaking of her and good morals, the conversation they had on the episode where Jax was, so she went out with the girls and I guess she got so drunk that she was throwing up, probably because she doesn't drink a lot. I don't know. From what I've gathered, she probably doesn't go out a lot, right?
Probably, yeah, I would think so.
And he was trying to make it sound like, honestly, when I was watching this conversation, I didn't get to post about it, but he was making it seem like she's like a raging alcoholic and she needs to learn to control herself. And I was like, what is he sa even saying to her right now? Like, he's totally like trying to, I mean, I feel like it was typical Jax, but I know that really upset her because I think she's a pretty amazing mother.
I think she is too. I think they both are really good parents,
Yeah.
and
Oh, yes, totally. Yeah.
And it looked like but you know, Jax is an interesting character, and I get interesting vibes from him because he strikes me as the type of person that's like, go and have fun with your girlfriends, which is what she had said. He had said to her, and then he was kind of like holding it over her head, and that's a little bit red flag for me. I don't know, you know, like. I mean,
Yeah.
I don't think that she would be the type that would be out all the time. Maybe she is, I don't know,
I know, yeah.
but yeah, I was kind of like, go and have this great time, but then I'm going to use it against you whenever I can. So I don't know. I don't know how I feel about that. But again, I don't know their relationship that well.
Yeah. Yeah, I just thought that conversation was so strange. Like
It was
she
very.
probably was throwing up because she either mixed an alcohol with a certain food that she shouldn't have, or maybe the drink was too sugary, or she's just not used to drinking. Like if I went out, I never drink. I mean, literally, I can't even tell you, I haven't even had a half a glass of wine since at least 6 to 8 months.
I
So if
haven't
I
drank
were
in
to
like
go
10
out,
years, so it would kill me.
okay. So if I, right. So if I were to go out and have a drink and party, I would be knocked out and probably throwing up too.
Yeah, me too. Immediately. Yeah. And I think like hormonally too, like you change when like she's. Like Cruz is not that old, especially not in that season. And you know, you factor in like lack of sleep, you factor in, you know, you're just taking care of another human being, not always
Yeah.
looking after yourself, doing all of the right things that you normally would do. And then yeah, you drink, it's gonna hit you 10 times harder, right?
Yes. Speaking of Cruz, something I did notice, and I think I took a little video and I just never posted it. He's such a gorgeous child.
I know,
He's
I know.
stunning. And so is Michelle and Jesse's daughter. Oh my God, they are beautiful children.
Her daughter, their daughter's funny though. I like how
She's
she has her
really
own
pretty.
personality.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if you can, I'm sure her personality is going to be so great if you put Michelle and Jesse's personality together, you know,
Yeah,
that the daughter
yeah.
inherited both of their,
Oh
you know.
yes, yeah. She's a
I think
beast
she
of her own.
definitely looks like Michelle, I feel like,
Does
right? Do you
she?
think?
Does she?
I
Okay.
think. And Cruz, I think, is a mixture of both of them because m when Brittany has shown her baby pictures, Cruz looks like her baby pictures, but I also think he looks like Jax. When Jax was younger, the pictures I've seen of him. But he is a stunning child.
Yes, and it's
Oh.
kind of funny, they go in and out, right? Like kids start out looking like the dad, and I guess biologically that's because of like the animal part in us that dads typically, to keep them safe, they want them to look like them, right? Like if you think of like animals. And then the other part though, as they get older, they tend to kind of shift a little bit. And so sometimes even with my daughter, I see me, and then I see my husband, and then vice versa. It goes back and forth, right? All
Yeah,
the time.
that's what happened with me. As a kid, I
Yeah.
looked exactly like my dad, and now I think I look more like my mom, but my dad doesn't agree, but I definitely look more like my mom now. But yeah, you're right. Somebody told me once that the firstborn daughter, which is me,
Yeah.
looks as an infant like the father, so the father can bond with the baby.
That's right. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
That's
Yeah.
okay. Yeah,
Yeah.
I've
Yeah.
heard that once.
Yeah. So, question for you before we go on to Summer House and the Danielle Page conversation, who do you get your honesty from? Because you are an honest person. You say,
Oh,
yeah.
my dad. My
Your
dad
dad?
is a
Okay.
Capricorn, blunt. My dad is a little, he needs to be censored. He's somebody that we have to, like, sometimes we get upset and embarrassed with the things that comes out of his mouth. But definitely my dad. And my mother is very honest too, but she's more of a people pleaser where she won't say it to them,
Okay,
but
okay.
she'll say it, but not to the person.
So she thinks it in her mind, she holds it for like where she's safe, and then she'll say
Yeah, and for me, yeah, I definitely get it from my dad for sure.
it.
I am brutally honest, and I get this from my dad too. I always know when people are lying, and I cannot stand liars.
Oh, okay. You got a bullshit meter, eh? You can read
I
it.
do. I
Yeah.
do. And it's gotten
Yeah.
stronger as I've gotten older. But you know, when it comes to being blunt and honest, sometimes, you know, I have to reel it in too. Like sometimes I after I'll say something, I'll be like, "Ooh, did I just say that? Did that just come out?" You know? But
Yeah,
I'm not
of
somebody that will
course.
talk behind your back. I will literally say whatever I'm thinking to your
Right,
face, you
right.
know?
Yeah. You wear your heart on your sleeve, and that's a great quality. Although when you put it out there, then it's like you said, you have to be like prepared for
Well,
the reaction
it's
sometimes.
all about delivery. And like my mother would always say to me, just because you have this sweet voice doesn't mean that you're not hurting people's feelings. And she's right.
Oh, that's too funny. I love it. Well, you know, we're all a product of where we come from, right? And I love that honesty in you too. And I love that you carry it on your page too, because you know what you see is what you get. And yeah, that's who you are. It's very much part of your identity and you.
Thank you for acknowledging that. I appreciate
Hey,
it.
you know, no problem. And speaking of people saying what's on their mind, Danielle saying and being very open and honest with Paige, I think she didn't love the truth bomb thrown at her way. What do you think?
Okay, so firstly, at first I thought the whole scene was scripted because they were trying not to laugh, right? But then it got serious.
Right.
And I think that Paige was like, "Oh shit, she's serious." Like, you
Right.
know.
Yeah.
Oh, I cursed, sorry.
That's okay. I do it too.
okay. I think that Danielle was right, and I think somebody needed to say that to Paige. Sorry, but that's what I feel. And I think because I have so many things I've seen of Paige, especially recently, there's another interview that I didn't post yet that she did on someone's podcast, and she sounds a million times worse than this scene where she's saying she wants everything to be on her terms. And oh, well, if you don't like it, you know, I just personally think when it comes to Paige, I know she loves Craig as a person, but I think when you're hopelessly in love with someone, I just, maybe I'm wrong. I can't imagine publicly all the time. I mean, it's all the time on her podcast, in
You
her
follow
life.
them on multiple channels, right?
I
Like,
mean, it's and every time she's interviewed, she's cracking on Craig. And people are like, that's her personality. And like, I love Giggly Squad Paige and I do appreciate her sarcasm and all that. But I think she takes it too far. That's what I think. And I think at some point, when do you draw the line between, well, this is your job and you're trying to put up, a certain persona, and you want to keep it going because this is what people like about you. But at what point do you draw the line between that and, well, what if it's really hurting Craig's feelings?
No, you're right. And I think Paige is very much about Paige, which we all know. And I do think that she really, really loves him. But at a certain point, I think everybody needs to give. And I was talking to my husband about this the other day, and I was saying, like, because he doesn't believe that they are in it for the long haul. He watches with me and he's like, you know what? I
They're
don't
not.
see them really, because nobody's giving anything. And at the end of the day, what is marriage or what is relationship is compromise. It absolutely is. You compromise to figure out what works for both of you. And you will literally, if you want to be with that person, you will move mountains to make it happen. Like, we've had so many times in our life where one of us was up, one of us was down. Yes, maybe they're looking at it as, you know, being strategic and being smart about these things. Obviously, they had way more at stake than we had. But at the end of the day, our core, our focus was always us and our family. And so the other stuff was always secondary. Like, we both had careers, but you know, I was always like, okay, well, as long as my relationship's okay, the rest will fall into place. They're looking at it kind of the flip side of they need to have everything else fall into place, and then maybe the relationship will too.
And I personally think that's an excuse. And I think because there's so many, what is it, like women supporting women, like, yeah, go Paige, like, you don't need to do anything for him. That's it's the perfect excuse for her to use because nowadays people respect that. I think that she's using that as her, like, that's just an excuse. And I'll just tell you a little part of the clip that I'm going to post at some point in the next couple of days. So she was, Paige is moving this week. She found a beautiful new apartment in the Upper East Side. I can't remember.
I
I
thought you were
think it's
going to
the Upper.
say to South Carolina. I was like,
No,
oh,
like the Upper
okay.
East Side. I can't remember where it is, but it's a beautiful place
Okay.
and it's twice the size and et cetera. So she's moving to this beautiful new place and the guy was asking her about it and like if Craig has any say in anything. And she's like, no, this is my place. I pay for everything. He doesn't pay for anything. Everything is on me. But then I didn't, like I said, I didn't post it yet, but I was thinking to myself, Craig made his whole house to suit Paige's taste and style. And why would she? This is a perfect example. And when you see the clip, you'll be like, oh, I see what she's talking about. Why would you ever say something like that publicly? That, no, he doesn't get a say in anything. Like, did you help Craig pay for his mortgage? Because I don't think you did. Maybe she did. I doubt it. But she was also talking about how she has more money than him, which. I thought that was a very strange thing to say on an interview too, that she makes more money than him. But
Because
I
you're
mean,
essentially.
maybe I'm being too sensitive, but like to Craig, but and isn't this crazy? I was somebody who didn't like Craig and here I am, like I just couldn't believe it. If you look at the pink chairs in his kitchen, Paige picked them out. The spare bed, he gave her a spare bedroom of her own, the
And
beautiful guest bedroom.
I would say it's not so much about you not liking Craig. It is that you didn't like the person or the behavior of Craig at that time. And I think they're a person that you see when people have evolved and changed, and you're okay with like shifting your views. Like, you have flexible views that way.
I thought that he was going to hurt Paige from what everything I had seen, and because I had listened to his podcast, and I realized that he dropped Natalie like a fly for Paige, and just the whole Kristen Cavallari thing when he made Paige cry on the show that season. Remember, she doesn't cry. Like, I was livid, livid with him. But then, as time has gone on, it's like he has evolved. He has changed. Another thing is, did you see the clips I posted from the after show? She's taking full credit for everything that Craig has accomplished.
No, I
Like,
didn't. I didn't.
look at the after show clips that I posted this week. There's one where she's saying like, look at his hair. I mean, I did that. And like, look at, like, she changed everything about him. And
Okay.
now she's like, he's more confident because of me. She said that.
Hey,
And it
hey.
was so, like, she comes off so full of herself.
Right. Yeah,
And
she's
I love
definitely,
Giggly
yeah.
Squad Paige. I do not like that Paige.
Right. No, I don't know if it's a bad edit or I don't know if this is a direction their relationship is going in, but yeah, it's coming off a little bit. It's coming off a little bit entitled and it's coming off a little bit. And don't get me wrong, like I said, I support women being independent people. Like I have my own practice, I work, I do all of those things. And at different times have also carried my husband when he hasn't always been in the, his job hasn't always been rocking. But at the same time, the focus was never me individually or him. It was always us as a couple. And I think that's the difference is when you have a serious relationship or a relationship that's headed that way, that becomes your family. That becomes the things you care about. It's not individual. It's okay to have individual things. Like I said, I have my own professional career, but I also, my family comes first and it always has and it always will. And I think that that's a difference there and not to say there's anything wrong with that. Everybody does things differently. However it works for them is great. But I always think that if you are sort of peeling back on that and not sort of compromising, then you're always kind of like keeping one foot in, one foot out, in my opinion.
Right.
I don't
And I
know.
think Paige is young enough that it's okay if she's taking long to settle down. Like, she's only
Yeah,
31.
that's right.
Craig has been saying for a while that he wants to be a dad and be married by the time he's 40. He'll be 37 in February.
Okay.
And so if, I mean, maybe his timeline will still work. At least I think he'll be 37, because I think he's 36 right now. I'm pretty sure he was born in 88.
Right.
Google has his birth date wrong. They have it as 89, but I'm pretty sure that he once said his birth year.
Okay.
Anyway, I just worry more for Craig that she's wasting his time. Because
Right.
another thing is, they both make more money together. They're a brand, very much like
Right.
Ariana and Tom were.
Right.
So, and I also think that Paige is somebody who wants to make sure there's nobody better out there before
Right.
she, and I don't know. Again, she's young enough, she has plenty of time. She doesn't have to rush anything, but I just wouldn't want Craig to be wasting his time, and that makes me sad.
Well, yeah, I agree with you. I think, and the other thing that I always think about too is that like people are different in how they age and how they are at certain ages when it comes to bringing kids in this world. Like I think about some of my friends, actually, a girl I work with just had a baby at 44 and she's like a wicked mom, like go, go, go. But it depends on how you are as a person, if that's your kind of way of being. Like if he wants kids, and she is very much like, let's lay in a room and do these things all day. Like it, you have to have energy for those kind of things. And I'm not saying she doesn't. Obviously, she does. She does a lot of different things. But the older you
Well,
get, the harder it gets, right? And I think about the more set you get in your ways in terms of your lifestyle and what you like. And I even think of that with my husband. Like I had my daughter at 33. He was 32. Yes, I robbed the cradle a little bit. But he, we were both exhausted all the time and very much set in our ways by the time we had a child. So it was harder to adapt to it than it
yeah.
was when we were younger, right?
Totally. I mean, I'm totally set in my ways.
And kids throw
So I t
everything out the window.
no, yeah. And I think Paige would be a good mother, but I think that I mean, she talks about it. She does like to just be home. She gets very overwhelmed with a lot of chaos, and she would much rather be in her bed or on her couch watching TV,
I
watching her
got both
shows.
there. I would too.
She loves her shows, and I am a homebody. I
Me
totally
too.
get it.
Me too.
But she does have to do jobs too. I mean, she definitely works hard, but yeah, I don't know. I mean, she has plenty of time, but I think I'm just worried about how genuine is she being when she talks about that she spoke just focused on her career.
Right.
Because she could still do all the same things she's doing. I mean, I guess a lot of her meetings are in New York, but I mean, Craig's his business is actually in South Carolina.
Yeah, it's anchored
So,
there.
like, for him to uproot, and he just built that beautiful backyard, the pool, everything. He's not gonna move.
No.
She's gonna have to be the one. And
Right.
they asked Sierra on Watch What Happens Live, they put her on the spot and asked her, like, who she thought should move. And she said, Craig.
Oh, okay.
And it's like, why? Why should Craig move? Like, Paige, I don't know. And especially now that Paige is getting this brand new place, I just don't think either of them are going to move. And not that you have to move to get engaged, because they could still do what they're doing right now. But I
Right.
think I would feel more confident in their relationship if they got engaged.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, I did hear her say in one of her podcast episodes a few months ago, one of her friends got engaged, and she said that she told her, this is your year. Everything's about you. And in my head, I was thinking, okay, so that means Paige doesn't think she's going to be getting engaged this year. Like, it was just like me analyzing it.
Yeah, no, you could be right. You could be right. And I don't know. It's, yeah, everybody's different, right? And how they work and how they operate as a couple. And there's no one way to do things, absolutely. But yeah, it's hard to say where they're headed. The one thing I didn't love about that whole conversation and scene was how on guard Paige was after and how she attacked Danielle. We only have about 2 more minutes left to kind of go over
Okay.
that. But I found, you know, it was interesting to see Paige's reaction when she got backed into a corner. She was very like,
Wait, when did she attack Danielle? Do you mean in the after show that I posted?
no, I mean, in the episode, she said, I'm the one with a job and a boyfriend, and you're the one giving me advice. And I just thought, you know,
Oh,
that's
in her
low.
interview bite.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then she was saying that Danielle, see, I know a lot of people don't like Danielle. I always liked Danielle.
Me too.
When she had the issue with Lindsay, I was on Danielle's side, and Danielle was right about Lindsay and Carl. She
Right.
was right.
Right. It was too fast. But you know what I think too, and again, we're going to end soon, but I just want to say, when you get an apartment, like Danielle had said, that is $13,000 a month, it puts an enormous stress, financial stress on a couple, right? And money problems are probably the biggest problems that couples face a lot of times. So their relationship, you know, regardless of how good it would have been, it was dictated by what Carl was doing and what he wasn't doing and all of these things, because they financially were so hooked to that apartment, like, and those
Yeah.
responsibilities. So I don't think it would have been easy. And I think, you know, Lindsay in some ways was right to think about that, even though people are saying, oh, she's hard on him, she's all of these things. Well, yeah, she is. But at the same time, I think there's a lot of stress on her plate as well. So, yeah.
I'm
Yeah.
sorry, before it
Yeah.
cuts off, I thought the conversation she had with Carl, she was perfect. She was,
Right.
I thought that she, her delivery was fine.
Right,
And
right.
she made valid point. I think she's right about Carl.
Right.
I know it's going to cut us off, but
Yeah, we'll pause for today. We'll pause for today, but we should come back to this topic because I think that this is a good one. This is an important one to
Yeah.
go back to. All right. Well, it was good chatting.
Yes. And
Yeah.
we'll be back on again in a few days, hopefully. If not, definitely next weekend.
Okay, take care, everybody, and we'll see you next week.
Bye,
Bye-bye.
everyone.